You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Lauren is on the phone for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Jackson. Lauren, before we get into all the details of your date, how long has it been since you heard from Jackson?
At this point, it's been 2 weeks.
Ooh, 2 weeks. Okay.
Good amount
of
time.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is Jackson? Because I've never seen a not hot Jackson.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. He is hot. And that's why I'm also disappointed.
Okay. I probably should have brought that part up. My bad. Well, let's hear about it, Lauren. How did you meet Jackson? What was the date like?
Yeah. I mean, the date was nice. We went to a restaurant, had an appetizer, then our meal. And I thought we had a really good time. I mean, we both have like similar hobbies and like are very healthy and fitness oriented and like have a passion for that. So that's always nice. You know, like if one person is like only eats steak and fries and the other person eats salad, making dinner can be challenging. So it's just nice to have similar passions and things to do together. I just really can't figure out what's happening and like why I'm being ghosted.
Is there anything that happened on the date that you can think of?
I'm thinking maybe there's something that I said, because like I mentioned that I was a nurse and he said his sister is a nurse, and like maybe he was worried that we'd be connected, or he wants someone that like doesn't have like a connection to his sister and his family. I'm not really sure.
How did your date end? Like, did you guys kiss? Was there tension?
I mean, we kissed. There was no tension. Like, the conversation flowed, and we had a lot of fun. And from what I thought,
I guess I was talking more about like that physical attraction tension. You know what I mean? Like, you wanted each other and like could tell.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think it was there. Maybe he was being polite, but you know, we just kissed. There wasn't anything more. So
did he say he was going to call you?
He said he would call. He said he was just, yeah, that was a nice date. Like, that's it. So I assumed there would be a call.
She just said, yeah, that was a nice date.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound super romantic-y, if I'm being honest, Lauren.
But that is mixed messaging. Aww. Yeah, that was a good date. And then let me make out with you real quick.
Yeah,
you
know? I mean, still, he did. Yeah, you guys did kiss and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But now it's been 2 weeks. Oh.
I mean, I would want to know what happened, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would too. I mean, I'd probably forget, but.
Okay, I wouldn't.
It just really seemed like he was just like, the conversation flowed. He asked questions. I asked questions. He was like, yeah, I'm going to open a book. Like, even she was sharing like vulnerable things about challenges he's faced this year with his job and like how he overcame them. And it was really like honest and a nice conversation. So yeah, we both love to hike and both really enjoy like working out in the mornings. Like he was like, yeah, I'm an early bird and I love working out in the morning. And I was like, me too. Cause like, you know, you don't want somebody who's also who's a night owl and you're an early bird. That's just like not going to work. Yeah. So, yeah, it was just like those little things that I was like, oh, okay.
Like all the signs were lining up.
Pretty compatible. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. Then we'll play a song, come back, call him, and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you, and then maybe get you another date if you still want it, okay?
That would be great. Thank you.
All right, we'll get your first date follow-up right after this.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Lauren is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Jackson. So we're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date if she's still interested after she hears the reason. And before we call him, Lauren, why don't you refresh everybody's memory and tell them about your time with Jackson?
Yeah, we had a lovely time. We had a lot in common. Like, both really love fitness. Like, both work out in the morning. He's an early bird. Eat healthy. You know, we just had a really nice date. And he said that he had a nice time. So I figured I'd hear back. And it's been 2 weeks and I haven't heard back. So.
All right, cool. Well, we're about to call him right now and see if we can figure it out for you and maybe get you another date. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Jackson, please?
This is him.
Hey, man, what's up? How are you? My name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
The Jubal Show has a few people on it, by the way. I'm Nina, and I'm one of those people. Hi.
Hi, and I'm Victoria. I'm another one of those people.
What's up?
Nothing much. I'm just a little starstruck. I love the show.
Oh, all right. So well, nice. Thank you, man. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard a first date follow-up before?
I have, yeah.
What do you think of them?
I'm assuming I'm in one now.
Yes, he's like, is this a survey about my show?
Jackson, we got an email about you, man.
Is it from Lauren?
What'd you do, Jackson?
Yes, it's from Lauren.
I figure. It was the last date I was on, so.
Yeah.
So what did Lauren have to say?
Well, she had a great time, Jackson. Mm-hmm. She said you guys even had a nice little kiss at the end. You guys like to work out and stuff, but she's kind of confused. Why haven't you hit her up?
Yeah, she was right. The date was great. Very conversational. She's easy to talk to. She's beautiful both inside and out, which is important. She's a really good person. She's a nurse. I got a sister who's a nurse, so that was kind of cool. We got to talk a little bit about that. So here's where things kind of broke down for me. We went to a nice restaurant, not a super nice restaurant, and we go to order, and she orders off the kids' meal. And she's ordered chicken fingers and fries, and she had talked about how health conscious she was and how important it was to her. And for her to get chicken fingers and fries, it kind of just went, maybe she's not as health conscious, and I kind of need someone who's health conscious.
Haven't you heard of a cheat meal? I'm just saying. You're going to chicken finger shame this girl. Sometimes a girl just needs her chicken fingers and fries.
I've never heard of chicken finger shaming before, but I like it.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, I'm not trying to shame anyone for it. I'm really not. Part of me is like, if you're going to cheat with something good. Chicken fingers and fries. I'm like, you're a nice restaurant. I'm sure they have some really good cheat meal. Chicken fingers and fries, it's all fried food. And if this is what she eats all the time, then I can't do that. I can't. It has taken way too long for me to get into shape. I grew up a really big kid. I was a really big adult for a long time. Mm. And my heaviest, I was at 362 pounds. I'm 5'6". So that's huge. And now I've had to really cut out everything for health. You know, I got to the point where the doctors are like, we can't even prescribe you medicine. Your liver and everything is so bad. It's so fatty. We got to get you to lose weight. So I really can't be around it. It's kind of like an alcoholic.
Right. Or a former smoker and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I can't be around that because then I will eat it and I will get back into those habits. And I just can't.
You liked her though.
I did. She's a really cool person.
I'm like, one time with the chicken fingers, you don't want to say if maybe, you know, you go out another time and then she makes another questionable food choice, in your opinion?
If this was a one-time thing, you know, she's like, no, this is just cheap meal. I normally am really, really great. Then, yeah, that's great. And that's my bad for not conveying or, you know, communicating my issues. I just kind of panicked.
Well, let's see. Let's talk to her about it because she's actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh
yeah, hi.
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course she is.
Hi, yeah. So seriously, you're ghosting me because I have like one cheat meal. I don't have a cheat meal often, and maybe I should have qualified it. But like, yeah, chicken fingers is something that I crave when I have my cheat meal, and this is like the first time in 2 weeks. I get it. You have your background and your history, and you're careful. And you don't want to go down a slippery slope, but like, wow, you didn't even give me a chance to explain myself. You just like nixed me.
No, and you're absolutely right. Now, to be fair, I didn't know it was a cheat meal. I'm, you know, it's a date. I don't know. I just thought, and you're right. Yeah. You're right. I should have asked. I should have kept talking.
I shouldn't have to explain myself like on what I'm ordering. I'm not asking. I have my own autonomy.
You're absolutely right, but I don't have to explain to you why I don't want to be with somebody who's going to eat that kind of food. I won't ask you to eat. I'm not trying to.
No, but you should clarify at least.
Sure, but if somebody, okay, so I don't, and let's just say I'm not a hunter. I don't like guns. I don't like that. And somebody is, I find somebody who dates. They don't have to justify why they hunt. I just know I don't want to be a part of that. So you're right. You're absolutely right. You don't have to justify. You don't have to say anything. Explain to why you eat those chicken fingers.
You just compared a hunter to a chicken finger eater.
It's the same point.
But why didn't you at least text her back then? At least say, hey, man, like, I'm not in the chicken finger style. Like, I can't.
Honestly, I just...
Or, like, clarify. Like, is this... You mentioned that you're into health and fitness. Is this how you... But, like, I'm a little confused. You ordered chicken fingers. Like, I really do, like, maybe clarify. Like, I noticed you ordered chicken. Is that normally how you eat, or is that where you like having a little cheat meal? I guess I would have gotten a little more something more luxurious.
You're right. I should have. I'm admitting I messed up on how I handled it, but I didn't.
I was still very tossed to the curb for like something so small.
This was a one date. I this wasn't like we're dating for 6 months, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, chicken fingers were out.
You had chicken fingers, yeah. And he's out.
I know. So yeah, that. One time on a first date is,
I mean, you're allowed to choose however you need to, I guess. It's just, it does feel a little silly, especially since you said she was so wonderful and beautiful and all of those things that feel like they would outweigh
chicken fingers
and fries.
and see, you guys are making it about the chicken fingers and fries. It's not about the chicken fingers and fries.
For me, it's about the one time.
If you've ever had...
That was a one-time thing.
I mean, he's right. We're being a little bit hard on him, especially since that is a big hard no for him. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Lauren, are you willing not to eat chicken fingers around this guy, or do you want to live your life how you want to?
Absolutely. No, I absolutely can respect that. It's just, I wish I would have known. And so, like, maybe moving forward, we have more conversations.
Jackson, would you like to go on another date with Lauren? We'll pay for it.
I would love it. I would love it. If you want to give me a second opportunity to communicate better, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, I will keep my salad with you and my chicken fingers on my own.
All right. Congratulations.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.